Brenda, I want to take a couple of minutes here today to visit with you about Senate Bill 66, which is legislation that would make several changes to the state's grain indemnity program. Let's talk about some of those changes that this this bill would make.
Well, basically, I think the centerpiece of the legislation is to increase the cap on the state indemnity fund from $10 million to $15 million. And, you know, I think a lot of the impetus behind this is, as you know, over the last few years, we've seen increasing grain prices, and so the value of grain that's being stored in a grain elevator is much higher, and so it probably makes sense, and it's a reasonable approach at this point, to increase the fund to account for some of those increasing grain prices, since the value of the product that's being stored there is significantly higher. For example, we pulled down some statistics that the Department of Agriculture provided to us, and corn, for example, since the last time the fund was increased, corn prices are up 225%. So, you know, we think it is a reasonable approach at this point.
So the increasing the fund cap is one of the changes, but there are a couple of others?
Absolutely. I think one of a great provision that's included in the bill that's kind of one of these common sense initiatives is to account for a new trend that didn't really exist when the law was first passed, and that's delayed pricing contracts. You know, a couple years ago, we had an incident in Ohio where a grain elevator went down. Some farmers there had delayed pricing contracts, and we found out at that point that the law didn't really consider those types of agreements, and we saw a lot of claims that farmers had either reduced or dishonored based on the fact that the law just didn't account for that. And so this bill, Senate Bill 66, does make a necessary change that the price, your claims are going to be based now on when the grain is priced, not if it's priced on delivery, which is kind of how the law used to look at it, only at delivery time and not necessarily if you had a delayed price agreement.
Any changes as far as how the program would be administered?
Not too much. There's one statutory change that's really just a clarifying provision that clarifies that the Department of Agriculture's lien on grain elevators is kind of takes priority over others, and we think that's a good provision. In case, you know, one of these failures does happen, there's no question that ODA can recoup dollars from those companies in order to pay back claims on the indemnity fund, and so that's important. But other than that, the administration of the program is going to largely run how it has in the past.
Any other changes?
Well, with the increase in the fund, farmers, in order to build up the fund, farmers who take grain to the grain elevators will pay the half cent assessment per bushel when they deposit grain in a grain elevator, and those assessments will continue until the cap is reached at $15 million. So, until the baseline is reached at $10 million. So it can be anywhere between 10 and 15 is when the department's able to have that assessment.
All right. Brendan, the Senate Bill 66 is moving through the legislature right now. Any opposition to the bill?
We don't know of any active opposition to the bill. The bill passed out of Senate Agriculture Committee unanimously and passed on the floor of the Senate unanimously. So, again, it seems like a pretty common sense approach to addressing some of the issues that we're facing with grain prices out there right now.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to add about Senate Bill 66?
Not particularly about Senate Bill 66. I think one of the things that we're looking to in the future from Farm Bureau's perspective is, you know, as this process has continued and we've investigated the law, and this is really just the grain handler's law in general, you know, a lot of interested parties would like to see a comprehensive review and study of the grain handler's law in Ohio. And we've encouraged that as well. We've encouraged lawmakers and the Department of Agriculture to work with us in the future. I don't think that conversation will be a part of this bill, but in the future, we would like to see a comprehensive review of the program to make sure that it fits in how the industry operates today.
All right. Brandon, appreciate you spending a few minutes visiting with us about Senate Bill 66. And, of course, if any farmer has questions, they can always contact the Ohio Farm Bureau.
Absolutely. And we always appreciate the conversation.